Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm a sucker for you. An off-duty NYPD officer was arrested for pointing his gun at a woman during karaoke. To be fair, Total Eclipse of the Heart does start to drag a little bit.
Once upon a time, there was light in my life.
Excuse me, my good man.
Would you happen to know
what day it is?
It's Thursday.
You are correct, sir.
Did I win?
Yes, you won, all right.
What did I win, exactly?
You won.
Your job.
Your job.
Your job.
Now get back to work.
You know what? I need a raise.
Anyone? Coffee, anyone?
No, coffee is for closes only.
Oh, no way.
Come on. Good morning. Welcome to the Thursday edition of the Courtney and Company Morning Show. Kevin and I got to laughing so hard in the office, I could hardly breathe. And it's nonsense. But he half pays attention to me in the morning when I'm talking to him because he's busy.
Talking to himself?
He
does a lot of that.
Yeah.
But he's how many things do you think you put up today online?
I've already put up 25, and there's like five or six more things that need to come up.
Yeah, so
yeah,
he puts up a lot of stuff at Y98.com. He gets here crazy, crazy early. And so I tried to talk to him, and I let him know that we got those cone scrapers yesterday, but we only got three of them.
Mm-hmm.
And I was thinking about giving mine to him, but I was like, Nick needs it for the garage. So I said to him like something like, do you park outside? Oh, no, you park in a garage. And he thought I said...
I said, yeah, I thought you said...
Do you drink cider in the garage?
And did you respond or did you ask her to repeat what she said?
I was like, I don't drink cider in the garage. Why? But okay. And she pulled it out and it looked like some type of funnel to make cider. So I'm thinking, well, okay, maybe I'll start drinking cider
then
in the garage.
Then we went down a dirty turn.
Yes.
With cider.
About different cider names.
I regret not getting here earlier.
Oh my God, we were laughing very hard. I think we've done our job for today off the air, Kevin.
I think so.
At least with each other. We crack each other up. No, we do have a lot of cool stuff on the show today. Last minute booking because we kind of dropped the ball on it, but we have the Harlem Globetrotters coming in today. Two of them.
They never drop the ball.
Nice.
Good one. I think I gave you that. It was a good pass. You picked it up well.
Yeah.
So,
and then I slam dunked it.
So like at 7, around 7:40, they'll be on with us. And we're going to video it too because we're hoping they're going to teach us a couple things.
Yes.
All right.
I can't wait.
Maybe they'll do something with me blindfolded. I'm excited.
Or that cat mask that you have on.
Oh, I have three of those if you ever need to borrow a...
The cat mask?
Borrow a blindfold, yes.
Oh, okay.
They were only like $6 on Amazon, Lance.
So let's follow the trend here. There are three cat masks and three windshield scraper funnels.
Yes.
Right.
Listen, it was buy three. I didn't even need three, but it was a good deal. That's why I did that. The windshield scraper funnels came into us. Like somebody dropped them off.
Because they deemed them useless.
Yeah, I'll give you mine, Lance, because you do park outdoors, don't you?
I do, yes.
You can have mine, too.
I can have both?
Even holding it, I can't imagine it does much.
Yeah, we've gotten mixed reviews on them.
Have you? Okay.
But I'm happy to give you mine.
I'll give it a try.
Okay.
I would like one to try to make cider in my garage. I'm still on that train.
Yeah, because we were talking the other day. I'm getting mesmerized easily over Facebook videos. And sometimes I pull the trigger and impulse buy them, and sometimes I hold it and don't do it. Like the neck wand. I'm very curious about the neck wand. I am their target audience.
What's a neck wand cost?
Make
You've been talking about
tighter.
It forever.
I don't know. But you know, my birthday's Monday, Tim.
Oh, yeah.
I'm just saying. I think I've dropped enough hints about this damn neck wand that somebody could buy it for me.
Okay.
I really don't want it all that much. I see this ice scraper thing, and it's unreal. But I think it's just frost and not ice.
Uh-huh.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I totally agree. There's no holding that thing. There's no way it actually is digging into ice.
No.
Somebody messaged and said, they got one, it doesn't work, but they have an old expired gift card in their car that works.
That works the best.
Old CD cases.
Because they bend, cases, they bend really well. A little bit. Mm-hmm.
And, you know, Kevin, to bring it all full circle, you don't really need a scraper if you've got hot cider. You just pour that on your windshield and you're ready to go.
There you go, Kev. All right, so the Globetrotters coming in. We've got a lot of good food stuff stories. We're going to talk about women and affairs. That may be in the questionable content. Which is in just a few minutes. We've got more of those tickets to Eat, Drink, Love that benefits the Ollie Hinkle Heart Foundation. That happens November 10th. Jen Myers will be hosting. Softer October continues.
Softer October.
At about 8:50 this morning, we'll hit another soft rock hit from the past. And who on the show? Our friend Trish Gazelle from our sister station KZK will be in. I think today is not a theme day. It's just a bunch of random questions. She polled our coworkers. She lets us know what they really think about us. And that is at about 8:25 this morning. Your weather, it's a cold one this morning, so not a great idea that I pulled a sweater out of the dryer that was a little damp. Ooh. It made me colder.
Yeah.
So it's chilly this morning, but it is going to warm up to around 64 this afternoon. And then tomorrow, even warmer with a high of 70. And then Saturday, there is some rain in the forecast with a high of 68. Y98, it is the Courtney and Company Morning Show. A couple local Schmig stories, Jen, will have in the 640 Schmig, one involving that Ghost Hunter show on A&E and the Oakville Mineral Springs Hotel, and another local TV anchor leaving the city of St. Louis. So she'll have those at about 6:37 this morning in the first Schmig. It is now time for
Questionable content.
There's actually a few stories today, and I think I am going to just do this one.
Just this one.
So just yesterday, I was watching Judge Judy, and I believe it was a repeat, but it was about a couple that were having a relationship with another woman. Mm-hmm. So a man and a woman, and they also had another woman that was in their relationship.
That would visit sometimes. Mm-hmm.
Yes. And so this was going on in El Reno, Oklahoma. Tim Yost, he's married to a woman named Rochelle, but they had an open relationship with a younger woman named Amanda. Well, it was all great for a few months, how it usually is. This seems like a great idea.
We've all been there.
Until back in September, when Amanda's the extra in the relationship, announced she didn't want to be the, quote, other woman anymore. So what did Tim do?
Oh, boy.
What do you think Tim did?
Had a reasonable conversation with both the women in his life and told him he thought the expectations were unrealistic and he wouldn't be able to do it.
Yeah, that's what I think happened.
Or did he leave?
He left his wife.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
And their three children.
Whoa.
To go with old Mandy.
Mm.
Well, it turned out that when he went with Mandy, it wasn't great.
Yeah.
She didn't keep a very good house.
Ooh.
Very clean. You know, Tim was used to Rochelle.
Yes. That place was, she ran a tight ship. Yeah.
Yeah, like it's more than just this.
Yes.
So they got in a big fight over toilet paper, mm-hmm. laundry, and dishes. It's very sexy, isn't it?
Toilet paper, laundry, and dishes. Well, you know, I remember going to a relationship counselor who said all relationships basically boil down to three things: money, sex, and cleaning. So,
Yeah, no, I mean, I can see it happening. If she did not, if they weren't both pulling their weight, and we don't know what kind of man Tim is.
Right, we don't know about Tim.
I think Tim feels like he doesn't really have to do as much.
Right,
yes.
He's the stud in the group.
He likes to be taken care of.
So Tim stormed out. He's like, I'm not having it anymore. And his wife came over with her van to get his stuff. Tim drove off in his Harley. So the wife came over to Amanda's, the other woman. He drove off on his Harley.
I think I see where this is going.
And his wife basically was the road crew and picked up his stuff?
Yes. Well, he's on his bike, man. He can't carry anything.
That's right, man. He's living free.
Amanda, the other woman, not happy. She drove after them and she intentionally hit Tim. He's on a motorcycle. He flew off his bike on the freeway. Then the wife responded by ramming Amanda's car.
She's
trying to protect her man.
Wow.
Then they both got out of their cars, and the two women got into a fist fight.
On the highway. All right.
They were both arrested on multiple felony accounts, taken to jail. Tim went to the hospital. He's going to be fine. But he told reporters, because, you know, these kind of people are happy to do an interview with you.
It's like that song, 100 Bad Days Makes 100 Great Stories. Yep.
He
this
said,
is one of them.
He said, quote, "It's like some Jerry Springer bleep."
That's questionable content.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. It's too bad that was questionable content, because this is a story I think everybody can identify with.
I know.
And learn something from. But,
I know. I did it there because it was a good story. It was an open reel. I don't know why I did it there.
Man.
But it's a good one, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Could you
yeah.
see the whole thing unfolding?
Yes.
That's him.
100 bad days made 100 good stories. 100 good stories make me interesting at parties. Yeah. No, I ain't scared of you. No, I ain't scared of you no more.
AJR on Y98, 100 bad days, just like Lance was saying earlier.
Yes.
100 bad days make 100 good stories.
Oh, musical. Questionable
content. Not really.
But it's not going to be a bad day. It's going to be a great day because two of the Harlem Globetrotters will be here around 7:40. So don't go anywhere for that. They're coming to town. But first, they're coming here to teach us some moves. So coming up around 7:40.
I want to dazzle them. I mean, we've had the Globetrotters in many, many times over the years. But I want to dazzle them with my, I don't spin the basketball on a finger. I spin it on my thumb.
On my fat thumb. Which is basically like setting it on a table.
It really is.
It's that fat.
Well, it works, Tim. And people are amazed by it.
I'm excited. I want Globetrotter shorts. I want to buy some of those.
Well, did you?
And I like the tracksuits, too.
Is that the only reason we're having them on?
No, I'm a big fan.
To get in on the on their the merchandise?
Yeah, wait, do you guys got a supplier? What's the deal? No, I'm a fan. And those are they're always funny and fun.
Yeah. So. Yes.
But the shorts are great.
And we're going to video it as well, because I want to see Kevin learn some tricks.
Oh, great. I'll try. You know what? I can remember as a kid when they would come to your school and how awesome that was and that feeling was. And here they are in the local gym.
They never came to my school.
They never came to your school? Maybe because growing up in Hannibal was so far away from St. Louis. Like
that
was
there wasn't a big...
Right. So they would come and it was such a big deal. And then they would play like a game there in the local gym.
Didn't they have a cartoon back in the day?
Yes, they did.
Scooby-Doo was always...
And the Super Globetrotters, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
They were huge.
Huge.
Yes.
Yeah.
Because you knew everyone's names.
Yep. Yes.
Well, I knew one. Meadowlark Lemon.
Curly Neal.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. Curly, yeah. And one of the guys we're getting today, his dad was one of the legendary Globetrotters. Sweet something? I don't. We'll have to find out when they get here.
Sweet Georgia Brown.
That was it.
Isn't that the name of their song? Mm. Sweetness.
I don't know.
Isn't it funny what
Sweet Lou Dunbar.
Yes, that's exactly it.
Sweet Lou. Yeah, I remember that name.
I didn't want to say something stupid, but his son is one of the guys that'll be here today.
Oh,
very
sweet.
Cool. Teaching us stuff. So
you know what? Kids don't even understand that we honestly had like four channels to choose from. So everybody during a certain generation, everybody was watching the same things.
Yeah.
Now, kids are going to grow up, and they've all watched different things, don't you think?
Mm-hmm. What you said is absolutely true. You still have a lot of things, especially I would think when it comes to children's entertainment, that like there's still the big guys. There's still Sesame Street and Daniel Tiger, and I'm sure either of these two could expand more, but it seems like they're
there's
all
so
the
many
stuff.
More yeah. avenues
that
find.
Weren't there. Because there used to just be PBS. There used to just be
well,
the station.
PBS wasn't even my state. Was it? You'd watch Channel 11 and
right.
Tarzan
yeah.
and wrestling mm-hmm. and what were the Bowery Boys? We watched things that were
yeah,
way
yeah.
too old.
Right.
You weren't into the education
you're right.
stuff.
No, I liked Zoom. That's it. And Electric Company. That's it.
But mainly you watched what your parents watched.
Yeah.
Is that true?
Although not really, because we'd get up early and I'd turn on what I wanted to watch. But everybody has the same.
It was the same thing because it was the only thing really geared, like the Lone Ranger at 6:30. That was it.
Oh, yeah.
And you watched it.
Mm-hmm. Yes, you did. Or was it at 6:30? Or six.
Maybe it was six.
And then Romper Room.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
My brother was on the local Romper Room. They kept him on for an extra week.
Really?
He told him. He told kind of a salacious joke for back in the day.
And so they kept him on?
They thought he was funny.
They thought he was a star?
They really did. They liked him.
Wow.
Uh-huh.
It's pretty good.
All right. Let's talk about your weather, your Ashley Home Store weather. Mostly sunny today. It's really cold this morning, so much so Jen has her winter coat on. I do not blame you. It's high of 64, so we're going to get higher than yesterday. And then tomorrow, warming up to 70, and it'll stay around.
I'm a little unsteady, little unsteady.
Tracy Larry of Mo Fallon.
Yay!
Was very excited to win tickets to Eat, Drink, Love Sunday, November 10th from 3 to 6 at the Four Season Hotel in St. Louis. So congratulations to Tracy. And tomorrow on the show, no more Eat, Drink, Love, but we do have a big prize for Schmig Schmackdown.
Celine Dion.
What?
Yeah, Enterprise Center, October 26th. So it's coming up next weekend, week from Saturday. And if you can tie or beat one of the show members in Schmig Schmackdown, you win. If you're the contestant and you lose, then caller 10 wins the tickets.
Yeah,
should we get Celine involved in some soft Rocktober?
No.
Ooh. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Guys are into it.
It's coming back. It's coming back to me now.
Tell him.
If we do I don't think we should, only because it would be so hard to pick which song.
I'm with Jen.
If you ask me to, I might be going
with one. God.
All right. One of our favorite things around here is when one of the, 27 dictionaries that seems to exist nowadays adds a bunch of new words in their 2019 or 2020 edition, whatever it is. Legit dictionary this time. It is the Oxford English Dictionary. I know you guys are all familiar. They've just announced the words that they are adding. And a lot of times we like to see if Kevin can define them.
Okay.
These aren't that crazy.
These are words that you would have thought would, they're very well known.
I know what all of these words mean except for one. I'm not familiar with.
So you think Kevin will too?
Yeah, but let's see how it goes. Well, first of all, Kevin, you will be very excited to know this. They've added 5 Star Wars terms.
Hey, hey.
Oh, jeez.
Sweet.
Hey, man.
Lightsaber?
Lightsaber's in.
Okay.
Really?
Force
is in.
Let's see what some other ones they could have added.
One nerd. Is a stretch.
Parsec?
No.
Gordy. Did you say nerd?
I did.
Wookie?
Nope.
Ewok?
Nope.
Yoda?
More general? More general than that. Rebel?
The good guys are the
Rebel Alliance or the Resistance?
The good guys with powers are the...
Jedi.
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
Jedi, Jedi Mind Trick, and Padawan.
Oh, okay.
All were added.
It only took like 40 years.
It's right, so ridiculous.
Sometimes these dictionary terms...
I don't know if this is going to stick.
Yeah, right.
They saw the new one. They're like, all right, fine, we'll do it.
We're in.
Chillax.
Oh, yeah.
That in the dictionary.
Like Kenny, chill out or relax.
Kenny Chesney's got to be happy about that.
Oh, boy.
Chillaxification.
Yeah,
Promposal.
Oh, that's when you ask a girl, usually a girl, but it could be a guy, asking somebody to the prom, and that's how you go about doing it. Usually it's something, too, that's bigger than normal. Like your promposal is something you try to make for social media.
Yeah, exactly. You know.
Yep.
You know, Kevin.
Okay, I'm just trying to define it for those who don't.
Whatevs.
That's like whatever,
yeah.
But it's shortened. Whatevs.
Fake news? It seems like they should have been on that one a while ago.
Right.
Well, they're not on Star Wars.
I guess you're right.
Fake news is just that's...
But everybody else added that thing a long time ago.
You think they just wait? Like, okay...
I think they're superior.
Yeah.
Yeah. They're a little more...
Don't you think? Oxford Dictionary's like...
Who knows?
They're like, Jen, you strike me as someone that would have a favorite dictionary. Is there one that you like the most?
When I'm trying to look up a word, I go to dictionary.com. Pretty easy.
Yeah,
I don't know who owns that.
The
but
gold standard.
Yes. Yeah, right?
And finally, the one I wasn't familiar with, nomophobia.
It's a tough guess.
Does nama mean something? Is it like shortened for...
Not that I'm aware of.
Okay.
Oh.
It must come from something, but I can't...
It's just a new fear that's been added. Kind of like Fear of Friday the 13th is trick... what is it?
Trichodecaphobia.
Mm. So it's a real fear of something?
Yes, exactly.
Relaxing?
No.
Oh yeah, I get that, Jen.
Namaste.
Namaste. Oh, fear of yoga.
No.
Fear of goat yoga.
Yoga. I do have that. I have this too, yeah. Though. I'll tell you that. That's a hint.
You have it?
Yeah.
Is it loud?
Fear of farting?
No.
I've got that.
Yeah. Fear of... What are you...
And then we're all... Fear of not having access to a mobile phone.
Oh.
Okay.
Nomophobia.
Now that's a good one because I didn't know.
Why can't it be phonophobia? That would be fear of phones. Never mind.
If you have nomophobia, you need to chillax. and just be like, what ups? And then it's fake news.
Entertainment Schmig.
I'm a Jedi.
Is coming up in a minute. some local news, especially if you love wrestling. We'll talk about a new podcast that involves a local celebrity.
You should meet me on the east side.
He used to meet me on the east side.
She used to meet me on the east side. The city with the sun all set.
It's Entertainment Schmig.
Brought to you by Club Fitness. They're celebrating the 25th location of Club Fitness, now open in O'Fallon, Illinois. And because they're celebrating, you can join for just 25 cents. Guinness Book of World Records says Instagram and Jennifer Aniston created a stir. She was the fastest person, to get to 1 million followers on Instagram. Took her just 5 hours and 16 minutes.
Who held the record prior?
Prince Harry and Meghan Markle when they put out Sussex Royal. Yeah.
That's crazy. How many does she have now?
11.1 million.
That's insane.
I know. But.
That has to make you feel good. If you're Jennifer Aniston, aren't you like,
yeah.
Oh, that's nice.
It makes you feel good for about 5 minutes until some troll says something nasty about your
photo. I did see a nasty story about the photo. I don't want to repeat it because it's ridiculous.
About what photo?
About the picture she posted.
Oh, this
yeah. Wow.
And somebody that says they saw something in the photo. I don't want to repeat it. So I'm not going to because it's so ridiculous.
Yeah, give me a break, people.
So follow us, please. It makes us feel good today.
At Courtney and Co. 198. And on there, you can get all the rest of our Instagram handles. Sorry, our IG handles. October 28th, if you're a fan of wrestling, WWE is getting Hulk Hogan and Ric Flair.
Woo! That's big.
Brother. Yeah, that's awesome. And I will tell you this, having gone to an event years ago here in St. Louis, there's usually like people that aren't on the bill that show up at the very end. Like I got to see Dave Bautista, Drax from Guardians of the Galaxy, Russell, Triple H. It was really cool, and they were not on the bill.
My money's on Hogan. They're not fighting, are they?
I don't know.
I've heard that.
I mean,
they're going to put him back in the ring.
Oh, so that's
it's
here.
Said they got
yes,
yeah,
it's here.
Yeah,
it's
yeah.
Here. Oh, it's
okay.
Here.
It now says updated event card. So
yeah, it was already on sale, I believe, but now
they're coming.
Yes.
Wow.
I know.
I can't. I don't know. Ric Flair though. Whoa, he's got to be. Woo!
Some more local schmig. Leaving Channel 4, evening anchor Courtney Bryant.
Yeah, that's a bummer.
Yeah.
I know.
She's good.
She is
very good.
Also, last night, Ghost Hunters featured the haunted Oakville Hotel.
Yeah, the Springs Hotel, I believe.
We talked about it a couple weeks ago, but a lot of people watched it last night. And I've been waiting, and it's finally downloaded, the podcast Office Ladies with St. Louis and Jenna Fisher and Angela Kinsey. And I downloaded it yesterday, and in the office, I said to Courtney, I was like, oh, 51 minutes. That's awfully long to just talk about the pilot episode. It's fascinating. And we can maybe, I haven't made it all the way through the podcast, but once I do, we could maybe do some office fun facts outside of Schmig. Because Ken Kwapis, the directors from Belleville. They talk a lot about Ken Kwapis and little things that you might not have known. It's pretty interesting. And Jenna Fisher, it's funny. Jenna Fisher comes with like all these typed notes in her laptop and everything's very organized. And Angela Kinsey, who played like straight-laced Angela on the show, very anal retentive, she just like writes things on post-it notes with colorful Sharpies. She's kind of disorganized and nothing like her character on the show. Which makes sense because they wouldn't be best friends in real life if it weren't for that. The most powerful people in entertainment, the top 100 list from The Hollywood Reporter. And
did I crack it this year?
I'm sorry.
104. Sorry. Oh, yeah, you're getting close though, Courtney.
I know. I mean, Tom Cruise was 96, if it makes you feel any better.
No, it doesn't.
He had a down year, though. So.
The biggest celebrity comes in at
number... I've had several down years.
The biggest celebrity comes in at number 15. That's Oprah. The top spots go to all the CEOs and heads of companies. Oh, yeah. Bob Iger from Disney is number one because they own everything now. The two guys who run Netflix come in at number two. And Marvel Studios president Kevin makes number
finally
five.
A Kevin.
And way to go.
Kevin Feige, is that it? F-E-I-G-E?
How is your pronounced?
Feige?
Nine different ways.
Okay. I know, that's why I didn't say it.
Yeah, I don't know.
F-E-I-G-E is right, though, Kevin. And speaking of Marvel and Disney, a lot of people were really nervous when Marvel got the rights to Deadpool back. Because Marvel is owned by Disney, and they're afraid Disney's going to, like, clean up Deadpool, which... What's the point then of going to see a Deadpool movie? But the person who wrote the first two movies says business as usual. They've promised to let them play in the R-rated Deadpool universe.
That's not good.
Yeah. So they're excited about that.
And with Disney involved, I heard Donald Duck is going to be the villain.
Oh, okay, good. That'll make it solid. And this is pretty sweet. The girl whose tweet launched a hit remake of Toto's song Africa. There was a girl, well, she's a teenager, named Mary, who started a social media campaign 2 years ago to get Weezer to cover the song Africa. Kept bugging them, and then all of a sudden they like surprised us and just dropped the track. Well, when the song went gold, that meant it sold 500,000 copies, and Weezer just sent Mary her own gold record in the shape of Africa. All framed and looking cool.
That's cool. They said some gold as well.
Yeah, it was their first number one hit in 10 years.
But how cool is that?
So,
she's responsible for it all.
Yeah, right.
How many other bands is she tweeting now like crazy? Like, you know what you guys are covered?
I'm the genius.
99 balloons.
That's Entertainment Schmick. More at 8:40. And like we said, 7:40 tomorrow morning in the Schmick Schmackdown. Celine Dion.
Sheeran and Bieber on Y98. It's the Courtney and Company morning show. If you missed it earlier, we talked about the new words that the English Oxford Dictionary has added to the dictionary, and we made one mistake. First of all, if you missed the segment, check it out on the podcast, the Courtney and Company podcast, wherever you get your podcasts. But there was one word I said was nomophobia, which meant fear of not having access to a mobile phone, and we realized it's probably nomophobia, like no mobile access.
That makes sense.
Nomophobia.
Okay. Thank you, Tim, for clarifying.
I won't bring it up no more.
All right, a couple things in the news today. Nashville, now the most expensive city in the U.S. for...
Oh, bachelorette parties.
Hotel rooms.
Totally believe that.
Wow. Totally.
It's gotten so expensive. I know my wife lived down there about a decade ago, and she still to this day kicks herself for not buying a piece of property down
right?
there.
Right.
Like 08, 09. And it, not only that, I have a friend of mine who does some work in Nashville, and he told me that the studio musicians, the guys who play on sessions in Nashville, it's gotten so expensive that they now live in Louisville and commute to Nashville.
Holy cow. I mean, it's nuts. I don't know when it happened, but I remember,
did it happen?
Like 5 years ago, someone's like, oh, we're going to Nashville. And then now it's like every weekend. On Facebook, I see that somebody, it's like a girls trip or a bachelorette party or our family's just going there because it's 4 hours away. I mean, it is a super fun, city.
It's easy for us. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. It is. It's great. But to have surpassed New York City and San Francisco.
New York City.
New York has so many hotels.
Yeah, that's the thing.
I mean, Nashville itself, the area in which you travel around as a tourist is pretty small. And a lot of people live way out in the suburbs. Right?
Yeah, it's...
I've only been one time to Nashville. And that was years ago before Nashville was Nashville.
Yeah, like I think how long ago, you think?
Like 30...
30?
30 years.
It's changed a little bit.
You would not recognize it.
And it was not nice. And I went with a friend because she met a guy and this guy was...
And then what?
And then it was a terrible, terrible weekend for me.
Because you were a third wheel?
No. He brought a friend. We met... He brought a friend and he wore blue top ciders that were plasticky.
What?
That's all I remember about this person.
It would have been...
Cool. You know what he does now?
What?
He owns several hotels.
Yeah, right. Yes, he's the...
He's killing it.
Yeah, who knows what he's doing now. All right, coming up in about 6 minutes, there are a bunch... Tim has this, and it's... Leave a message and I'll call you back. Y98, it's the Courtney and Company Morning Show. The whole gang's here. Kevin the Intern, Tim Convy, Jen Myers, Lance Hildebrand.
Hey.
And we've got the Harlem Globetrotters coming in about 20 minutes. Not sure about their arrival. So they'll either be on at 7:25 or 7:35, depending on when they get here to the building. But we're going to video it and put it online because hopefully they can teach us a few moves, and we'll have to tell them about your one and only basket in basketball, Jen.
Oh, yeah. I'm sure they can't wait to hear about it.
It was for the other team.
Yes, it was.
That's a trick shot that they've probably never done before.
Yeah, I know.
So they'll be in studio. We're very excited about it, and they're going to have their world tour here at the Enterprise Center on November 2nd if you want to get tickets. We'll have all the ticket information for you, though. All right. Women don't like what you're saying.
Women don't like what you're saying. There's a huge thread on Reddit getting a lot of attention about people saying, all right, what's crossing the line and what's not when it comes to being creepy? Guys saying creepy things or doing creepy things with women. Long list of things that they brought up. Number one, asking a woman, where's my hug?
Oh, yeah.
Do I know you? I mean, is this when you know someone?
Well, if it was like a coworker, even if you did know someone, that's just a weird...
I don't know. It just depends who the person is. Right.
Where's my hug?
No. Like if it's one of my dad's friends or something, yeah, I'm going in for the hug.
Yeah, fair enough. Right. But if old Zach out there said it to you in a few minutes, you'd be like...
It would be weird. Yeah. And why is it that we always hug our coworkers outside the building when we see them?
I don't know, but it's automatic.
I'm a hugger, though.
But isn't that weird?
It's weird.
Don't hug them around here.
I know.
No, I know.
But when you see them out...
I know.
It's like, hey! Yeah.
I kind of like it.
But it is odd.
It means that they're it's not like you walk in the room and they're like, oh, great, Courtney show.
Yeah. I know. That never happens.
Number two, saying something like, you're perfect within a few minutes of meeting someone.
Yeah, don't do it.
Well, I mean, all right.
No.
But what if I am?
I'm perfect.
Moving a woman's clothing to get a better look at her tattoo.
Oh, yeah, don't touch me. It's like, right. It's the same principle as somebody putting your tag back in your clothing. It happened to me at a Walgreens. I don't know you.
Oh, yeah, really?
That would make me very uncomfortable.
Just don't, no touching.
Okay. I wonder if it's somebody who is being creepy or if it's like a OCD. It's like they can't help themselves but to adjust the stranger's tag.
I know that they were trying to help me, but it's not the end of the world that my tag was out.
You think they just say, your tag's out.
That's what I usually say.
Yes.
But like that is...
That'd be like somebody going in to zip your zipper up.
which I don't mind. It saves me the embarrassment.
That's okay.
It's not worth it.
The tag is bad.
Yeah.
Zipper totally fine.
Yeah.
You got to help a guy out. Giving unsolicited shoulder massages.
Oh, yeah.
We had a middle school teacher who used to do it.
Really?
Ooh. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
What?
Oh, yeah. He used to do it to all the girls, and then he would be behind you, and then he would kind of like push your shoulders forward, and we think it was so that he could look down our shirts. This was back before you like ever told anybody about it, you know?
Yeah, right.
Wow.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I'm with you
early.
When a woman is walking on the sidewalk, driving slowly next to them to try to talk to them.
Well, yeah, that's...
That
should even be on this list because it's so creepy.
I think all of these are. Casually touching a woman's thigh or back while you're talking to her.
Oh, God. Okay.
Creepy, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Asking a woman you just met if she lives alone.
Yeah. That's a little scary. Wow.
Blocking an exit when you're trying to start a conversation or restricting a woman's movement in any way.
These all border on possible crimes.
Yeah. Yes. I don't understand what the dialogue was here. Like, what?
Like to me, I thought it was more like somebody coming up to your table. Like, say you're a waitress, mm-hmm. and the guy that you're waiting on says, like, why are you so sick? Well, you know, let's put a smile on that pretty face. Or
what's a pretty girl like you doing?
Like, I thought it was going to be more like that.
Yeah.
I know that the guy's well-intent. You know, they're not trying to be creepy. Sometimes they're not.
Right. Sometimes they're trying to be charming, and it doesn't work.
But speaking of all of that, I have something to say about our post yesterday that we put up on our Courtney and Company Facebook page. It was the video of Kevin eating the Halloween candy bars. He had to identify them with a blindfold on. So it started when Kevin's friend from Kansas City, Chris Stecker, said...
He gets a lot of pub on our show.
Not having anything
to publicize.
His cover band.
That's right. Persons of interest.
Oh, my God. So Chris says, each piece of candy was personally touched by Tim. Yum, yum, yum. With like a laughing, crying emoji.
Yes.
And then we said, you're not right. A female listener chimes in, I wouldn't mind being fed chocolate by Tim. No, because if we don't want guys to say creepy stuff to us, you can't say, like, I know it's meant to be funny, but, like, poor Tim gets more sexual harassment.
Poor guy.
Poor Tim is right.
Yeah.
Everyone's always asking me where their hugs are.
How do you feel about that, Tim?
Mixed emotions.
Yeah, that's right. Sometimes it bugs you. You can be honest.
You're not a piece of meat.
I don't know. I mean, I'll put it this way. I do not feel unsafe with any of that.
No, of course you don't.
At all. Like, it's fine.
Okay.
It does make me laugh thinking about the flip test. Like, oh my God, what if somebody said this about X,
a woman?
Y, and Z?
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, as a feminist, I'm saying if you don't want guys to be creepy, let's not be creepy to Tim.
But I know that it's playful. I've never seen anything that felt like it wasn't
like you were worried for your safety.
Good intention. Yeah.
How it starts. Yep. That's how it starts.
Maybe you shouldn't talk about your looks so much then.
I don't.
You really push them.
I do not.
Yeah, you do.
At all.
How many times have you heard about your calves?
Oh, I do have great calves, and that's different.
Your forecast.
Nobody's creeping out online about my calves. Not like they should be.
Ashley Home Store, this is home, bringing you the weather today. Mostly sunny, a high of 64. You can still probably see your breath outside because it's 37. And Lance Hildebrand has a look at traffic.
Let's start with a text we got here to the Y98 studios to report a mattress in Franklin County. It's on 47 in between St. Clair and Union, so we'll add it to the tally.
We've got ladders on the highway, mattresses on the road. Lance, what's the tally? Better check the tote board.
Used to play pretend, wake up, you need the money. Used to play pretend, give each other different names. We would build a rocket ship and then we fly far away. Used to dream of outer space, but now they're laughing at the face, saying, wake up, you need to make money. Yeah.
Y98, it is the Courtney and Company Morning Show, and we welcome to St. Louis and to the Y98 studios, Zeus McClurkin and Sweet Lou 2 from the Harlem Globetrotters.
Oh my gosh.
They're so handsome.
Thank you. Okay, let's just get out of the way Tim might want to suck up a little more before he asks you.
I'm a big fan. I'm excited you're here. We can move on.
He really wants to get a pair of your Harlem Globetrotter shorts.
Oh, you got to earn these.
I know. What? Tell me what I got to do.
Oh, well, it helps if you're 6'8".
Okay.
You got to be extremely handsome.
Okay. Well. All right. I thought I was until you guys came in. Now I'm like,
And humble at the same time.
Well, Matt, forget. Well, then you can never get them.
No, you can get them. You can get them. Go to HarlemGlobetrotters.com, and that's also where you grab tickets for our game.
Do you think I can pull them off, the shorts? Do you think I would look all right in them?
Pull them off?
Yeah.
You know what I mean.
Yeah. I think everybody can. Why are you so inappropriate with guests in the studio?
Come on.
All right, so I was reading your bios, and one of you guys, Sweet Lou, too, your dad was a Harlem Globetrotter.
Yes, ma'am.
Sweet Lou. One.
Yes. Yes, he's been with the organization for 43 years now.
43 years? That's unreal. And one of you, though, never gave up the basketball dream. I was reading a bio. Was that you, Zeus?
Yep.
Tell everyone your story.
So I didn't make my first team until the 11th grade. I got cut from 6th grade all the way to 10th grade. Then the summer of 10th grade, a miracle happened. I grew 5 inches over the summer, drank a lot of milk, and finally grew. But all of my coaches and teammates said the same thing to me. They said I was too nice. And they said, in order to be good in basketball nowadays, you got to have that killer instinct, you know, and have that mean streak. But I never developed it. I was the type of guy, Tim, if I foul you, I apologize for it. My coaches hated that about me. I had one guy tell me, he said, all you do is smile and dunk, smile and dunk. And today, I get paid to smile and dunk. So it worked out for me. So I tell kids
that's the
that
kind of guy you are.
Yeah, just be yourself. You know, if you're a nice person, stay nice person. Don't let people try to change you and tell you got to be mean to make it in this world.
That's awesome.
How did the Harlem Globetrotters thing happen for you? Like Sweet Lou too. We know how it happened for you.
You didn't
have a choice.
I grew up around it, and I had the opportunity to try out for the team, and I made it, and I'm just super blessed to be able to follow my father's footsteps.
Yeah, right.
What if you had been bad at basketball?
Yeah. It probably would have been a little different.
Yeah.
We need
a mascot.
I grew up just being known as Sweet Lou's son.
Yeah.
And so I wanted to make a name for myself. So I worked extremely hard whenever he wasn't at home.
Mm-hmm.
And kind of.
To be able to, you know, make him proud,
right.
too.
And paved my own path.
Sweet Lou's one of our best shooters on the team, too. We've got a shot in our game this year called the four-point shot, and it's about 30 feet away from the basket. I promise he can hit it with his eyes closed. Like, he's one of the best shooters I've ever seen and ever played with.
That's cool. And everybody can see that when they'll be here November 2nd. It's 2 o'clock at the Enterprise Center.
2 and 7.
Oh, two different games. Yeah. That's awesome. So November 2nd and tickets available. You said HarlemGlobetrotters.com, right?
Yes, sir.
And you can also pick up those shorts.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You know, a lot of people are picking them up right now, too, because Halloween coming around.
Oh, yeah.
Like, that's the number one time of year that we sell that merch. It's like crazy.
I like that.
Yeah.
I need a jacket. I'm going to spend a lot of money on that.
Yeah, he wants your entire outfit.
This is
going to
get out of control.
He has a problem.
Yeah, no.
It's not just clothes. It's like bobbleheads. If you have bobbleheads, he's going to take those,
We're
too.
Getting some. Those are coming up.
Why haven't there been? There's should be.
Yeah. No, our heads haven't been big enough, but we're getting there.
It's a humble thing.
So I want to talk about all the tricks you do, because we were talking a couple weeks ago about mascots, and apparently NBA mascots are like the highest paid by a mile.
Yeah, wow. Crazy. Like Thunder from Oklahoma City, $700,000 a year, did I say?
Yeah. But is it just one person that's being Thunder? Because anybody can put the helmet on, couldn't
they? I think that one, especially the NBA ones, because they're doing tricks and all this halftime stuff. I think it's like the guy.
It's a specific guy.
Yeah, I think so.
Wow.
Now you're curious, aren't you? Are you going to Google?
That's a real good one.
Give me a helmet. I'll tell you.
But do you watch the NBA All-Star Game and the Slam Dunk Contest and you're like, oh, that's easy, some of the tricks they do?
I mean, I think we have some of the greatest athletes in the world.
Mm-hmm.
With the Harlem Globetrotters, everybody's great at what they do and very, very special and very unique in their own way.
Yeah, we see that in practice.
Yeah, no,
that's what I'm saying. Like, they do it once a year at the NBA All-Star game, but this is like your daily thing, doing all these amazing tricks.
But you also have to be good with the audience. There's so many layers to what you guys do, because you have to, you know, the audience is there and you integrate them into everything you're doing.
Absolutely.
So you have to love people to do what you do.
Absolutely.
Which is why I will never be a Harlem Globetrotter.
So I just love being able to interact with people naturally and putting smiles on people's faces and making memories for a lifetime.
You guys are also, you're so funny during the games as well, and we have a hard enough time being funny.
It's difficult.
Yeah, let alone slam dunking. Speaking of which, you brought a basketball. You're going to maybe teach me something
and Kevin,
and Kevin to see if we can earn the shorts.
For sure, yeah. Are you right-handed or left-handed?
I am right-handed.
All right, Kevin, right-handed or left-handed?
Well, this is a long story.
Oh, boy. Here we go.
I dribble well with my left hand, but I shoot with my right.
All right, cool. So you want to take Kevin. I'll take Tim.
Yeah,
and let's do a spin-off. Let's see who can spin the ball longer. Cool?
I love
okay.
it.
All right, sweet.
Here we go.
I spin the ball on my thumb. I'm just letting you know.
Oh, yeah.
Tim, hold your right finger in the air.
All right, so now
just one?
They're each going over to them, okay?
Straight up.
All right. Jen's
Instagram Live.
Instagram Live-ing this. All right. Oh, man.
Oh, man,
now they're going to put it on their fingers. And, did you try to walk? Do it one more time. Let's and put it at the same time. We'll see who can hold it the longest. Okay? All right, they're both going on their fingers now. They are spinning. Oh. Kevin was 1 second. Oh, ding!
The round is over, and there are no winners.
Can we try one on Courtney's fat thumb? Yes. Because I have a feeling it'll stay.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, wow.
But I can do it.
Look at that thumb, though.
I've never seen anything. That's insane.
He's never seen anything like that
great
before.
Thumb.
Yeah,
like
yeah.
That.
And the reason that I'm not doing it is this is a story people have heard 1,000 times here. I played basketball. I was really tall, and everyone's like, oh, you should play basketball. Mm-hmm. And the only basket I ever scored was for the other team. No lie.
But you scored.
Yeah. I did. I finally scored it. As it's going up, I'm like, don't go in. Don't go in. I realized as I shot that I was, like, shooting at the wrong person.
Much better trick shots than that November 2nd at the Enterprise.
Yeah, but. Zeus McClurkin, Sweet Lou, too. Thank you for being part of the Courtney and Company show. And if you want tickets for their event, 2 shows, like we said, 2 games, you can go to HarlemGlobetrotters.com. Is that correct? All right, to get your tickets. Thank you guys for coming in.
Thanks.
Thank you.
For Zeus and Sweet Lou, too. Is dumb. Not the Harlem Globetrotters. They were delightful.
Oh my gosh, man. So great.
Amazing.
And you know what? I think that they've been around for so long, you forget about how entertaining they are. And if you have kids, have you ever taken your kids to see the Harlem Globetrotters?
No, and I told Sweet Lou, too, as he was walking out, I said, I am definitely taking my kids because they are going to love every second of
yes.
this.
Yes.
And not having seen the Globetrotters on TV or,
no.
like, not knowing anything about them.
That's the best.
I think is even better because we grew up seeing them on TV, too, and then going to see them in person. Oh, my gosh, I'm so excited.
Just lovely. All right, so we got a lot of good people is dumb today. Okay, we've got the newest email scam.
Oh, geez.
Are you ready for this? I mean, we are always surprised that people fall for these, but it's usually the elderly or I don't know. Newest scam, a Nigerian astronaut who's lost in space.
What?
And needs $3 million to get back home.
Dum, 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 dum.
I kind of feel like you deserve that one.
Yeah. Right.
I mean, there are some. Like, I just got one, like, your credit card is no longer active on Netflix and we're canceling your account. And I went to, I almost went to click and then I'm like, I'm going to see what this email is. And it's a bunch of gibberish. But Nigerian astronaut stuck in space.
That's the newest email scam.
No, you deserve to have your money taken.
I'm sorry to interrupt. I just walked back in and this might fit in with people as dumb, but you know the famous hallway divot that you're always stepping in?
Every single time.
One of our Harlem Globetrotters nearly broke his ankle. And would not be doing any globetrotting.
It's dangerous.
Okay, but
it's dangerous.
Right here at Y98.
All right, so next people is dumb. This is going viral because there are 2 locksmiths in Edinburgh. Is it Edinburgh?
Edinburgh.
Okay, because there's no O.
Right, yeah.
It's like Edinburgh.
Yeah, but they say Edinburgh.
All right. They're going viral because somehow they locked themselves out of their shop. 2 locksmiths in Scotland. Someone took a picture of him struggling to get back in and shared it online. Poor guys. And then, don't call the police when you're doing something illegal. Guy in Florida called 911 repeatedly on Saturday night to report that his roommate had stolen $20 worth of his weed. Then the cops tweeted about the call, said he was going to call the guy back to tell him to stop reporting that to 911. No arrests were made. $20. Not worth their time. No. And then I saw this one story today that made me laugh really hard. All right, if you're going to taunt the cops,
uh-oh,
be smart. But
well, that's not smart to begin with, no. But okay.
So this guy in Texas, he's 42 years old, and he was wanted on burglary charges. And last Friday, a cop called him to tell him to turn himself in.
Yeah.
So I guess they have a way to get a hold of him by phone. And this guy responded by telling the cop there was no way they would ever find him.
Oh, well, famous last words.
Well, it took him about a few hours because they spotted his car in his driveway and found him hiding in his own attic.
What? That's amazing.
That's my favorite.
Spacey,
you'll never find me.
I'm at my house.
Yeah, right.
5 to 10 years he's looking at.
Awesome.
In prison for burglary.
So great.
You'll never find me, I tell ya.
I'm a sucker for you. I'm a sucker for you.
Y98, it's the Courtney and Company Morning Show, and we would love for you to celebrate the holidays with us and Y98 because we are having our Deck the Hall Balls going on both Saturday, December 7th with Rob Thomas, and Sunday, December 8th with the Goo Goo Dolls. It's all happening at Ballpark Village, a new venue for our holiday shows. They're going to sing their normal songs, but it's going to be a lot of fun. And it's going to be cool to see what Ballpark Village looks like for a big concert.
Yeah.
And you can buy tickets now. All you have to do is go to Y98.com.
Yeah, and the mezzanine level for the Rob Thomas Show is already sold out, but there are other areas available. So get yours because they're selling quickly.
All right, it's time for our sweet spot. A chance to, you know, put some light on people that are doing really cool things. First story today, there was a guy that went to Chicago. He lives in Boston, but he went to Chicago over the weekend because he was going to run in the Chicago Marathon. Well, he was stepping off the metro train in Chicago, and he saw a bunch of people rushing for the doors, and somebody told him a guy with a gun was robbing other passengers. So what did this guy do? He got back on the train. He confronted the guy, wrestled the gun away, handed it to someone else, and held the guy until police got there. Then
Wow. He
left and ran the entire Chicago Marathon.
Holy cow!
Wow.
He's from Boston. He was in town for the race, the 12th time he's run it, and he admitted he's a bandit runner.
What does that mean?
He chases after a criminal?
No. He doesn't sign up. He just does it.
Oh. Wow. So he was creating his... That was like his contrition for,
for
not signing up for the marathon.
Stayed on the train to confront the guy.
He got off of the train and everybody was running away, and then he got on the train to go after this guy.
Wow. So, and then ran the marathon.
Yes.
And then captured the Riddler later.
I understand. And then since October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month, and mm-hmm. we have a big tie to it on the morning show.
What?
Okay. And I'm sure you've heard this story because it's about a week old, but I thought it was so cool. D'Angelo Williams, he's a former NFL player.
Oh, yeah.
Did you hear about this?
I did. It's really awesome.
He helped pay for 53 women to get mammograms. In 5 years, he has sponsored over 500 mammograms. He has a foundation. And the reason he was inspired to do it by his mom and his aunts to create the foundation because his mom, Sandra, died from breast cancer in 2006. And all four of her sisters died of the same disease all before they turned 50.
Wow.
Yeah. Well, and we've talked about it before with my breast cancer. I had a mammogram at the age of 40, normal. I found a lump before it was time to have my mammogram the following year. And I was diagnosed with stage 3 cancer because when younger women have breast cancer, it tends to be more aggressive. Not only is there like stage 1, stage 2, stage 3, stage 4, but then there are grades 1 through 3. The higher the grade, the faster growing it is. And they think it's because like if you're diagnosed when you're 80, you know, still scary, but because of your metabolism and different things in your body, the cancer grows more slowly. So you might have that cancer for a while, whereas...
And you may never have to, it may be, you know, if you're 80-something, you might not even have to have the treatments.
Yeah.
Because it's growing so slowly.
And there are still a lot of women who get detected too late because they're afraid they can't take the time off work. They're afraid that their insurance won't cover the mammogram. They don't have the money in case the mammogram finds something. So they put it off and put it off and put it off based on fear. And that's another problem, too.
Yeah, it's like, I don't want to know.
Yeah.
And the sooner you know, they always talk about early detection.
Yeah.
He originally chose, when he started this, he chose to pay for 53 mammograms. They called it 53 Strong for Sandra, and he did that because his mom was 53 when she died.
Wow.
It's expanded since, and more states are jumping on board, and he hopes to hit all 50 states and help women, those same women, pay for follow-up appointments and treatments if needed after their mammogram.
That's awesome. So great. Wow. So this is your reminder to pick up the phone today and get your mammogram if you haven't had one already. And you might be saying, I'm fine, I'm perfectly healthy. But I ran a half marathon 6 months before I was diagnosed. I thought I was healthy, yeah, too. And get, if anything...
It's Foodstuffs with me, Tim Convy, because it's 8:05. We're on Instagram right now, at Courtney & Co. Y98. Check us out on there. You can also watch the very funny Instagram live story with the Harlem Globetrotters, which was a whole lot of fun. Mm-hmm. And you can look at my Dolly Parton mug, which I am showing off right now. Foodstuffs sponsored by Salt & Smoke. Check out the barbecue and bourbon at Salt & Smoke. We'll start with the tease. St. Louis's first Halloween bar opening today. It is called Corpse Reviver.
Yeah, this is up by Yellow Belly.
That is right. It is by the people that brought us Yellow Belly, which our buddy Richard Blaze is involved. He was in talking about Yellow Belly. So the people at Yellow Belly are doing this Corpse Reviver inside the Hideout. The Hideout is at 210 North Euclid Avenue. We're looking at, it's basically, like it's decked out, yeah, spooky, yeah, creepy, and a little bit of like a tiki bar, but like a haunted tiki bar.
Oh, that's cool. Haunted tiki bar.
I like a good pop-up bar.
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree. Corpse Reviver. So, check it out. Lots of good cocktails. And if you're into Yellow Belly, if you've ever wanted a creepy Yellow Belly, maybe this is sort of like that. So check it out. Get on board. Does a mashed potato sandwich sound good or not? It's going around the internet. Let's talk about it. Me too.
I think it sounds delicious.
This guy's taking a lot of heat. I think it sounds great.
Yeah.
A few places, pizza places, will put mashed potatoes on your pizza, and I'm a huge fan.
I've never tried that. That sounds odd to me with marinara sauce. Yeah. But a mashed potato sandwich sounds perfectly acceptable.
With good gravy.
Because sometimes at Thanksgiving, I'll take my, you know, crescent roll or whatever and put it in some mashed potatoes.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Fantastic.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know why this is even
why
an
is
issue.
It so weird?
I think because it's not like you're cutting carbs by eating mashed potatoes instead of a bun. It's, right? Is that what it is? The mashed potato? No. Where?
No. It's a mashed potato sandwich. It's like mashed potatoes on bread, and you eat it.
It's a lot of starch.
The person that likes it isn't cutting any carbs.
Yeah, right.
They're
yeah.
like, give me all the carbs.
Love the carbs, and it sounds delicious. Kellogg's is selling boxes of six cereals mixed together.
It's for a good thing. It's a cool deal.
It is for a good thing. It's called All Together Cereal. Each box costs about $20. It is a mix of Frosted Flakes, Fruit Loops, Rice Krispies, Frosted Mini Wheats, Raisin Bran, and Corn Flakes. That does not sound good to me.
I think the Raisin Bran throws everything off. Yeah. I think the rest of it, the Frosted Mini Wheats might mess it up too.
But the raisins don't go
the
with
the raisins
everything.
Would be weird.
I can't imagine.
Listen,
yeah.
When we go to an all-you-can-eat buffet breakfast, like when we're staying at a hotel, that's what my kids do anyway.
Mix all the
stuff.
And sodas, too, with kids. And then, because you have this freedom, and it's so cool, but then you realize that it's not good.
Yeah, right.
Suicides, or somebody they call them, with the soda thing. But it's not good.
But it is a cool thing. Like, it's a cool reason they're doing it.
Yeah, they're doing it for
one.
They're doing it for Spirit Day, which is today. It's all about diversity and the LGBTQ community and awareness for that. They sold similar boxes last year, but you could only get them at one spot in New York. Now they're available online. So check out Kellogg's website. And again, it's called Altogether Cereal. It's National Pasta Day. Mm. Happy National Pasta Day to you and yours. Who likes pasta? Everybody does.
Yeah.
Yeah.
According to a new survey, 93% of Americans say they always have pasta in the house. Jen, do you have pasta in your house right now?
Yes.
Courtney?
Yes.
Kevin?
Yes.
Lance?
Yep.
There I just made some this week.
I did too. I had chili mac. So it's with a rice noodle though, not a pot.
Or yeah, mine was rice pasta macaroni. Too.
Yeah, and it's really good actually.
Yeah.
There's some that I've tried that are not good.
They like stick together and they're real gel.
Oh, they have a funny
they're
taste.
They're like gummy.
There's a like one in particular that I'll never buy again, and I can't remember which one it is.
But I've tried them all.
Oh, there's a lot of bad ones.
Yeah, there are.
But let's talk about good pasta on National Pasta Day.
What's your favorite pasta dish?
I like a cioppino. I like a seafood stew on top of... noodles.
Oh, yeah, okay.
I'm like craving that lately with the weather getting cold.
I like the one with the pasta that I don't say because people make fun of the way people say
masticcioli.
Yeah, that one.
There's a masticcioli special at my favorite Italian place, Mungo's. That is, and I don't think as many people know how good it is because it's the masticcioli special.
Yeah,
but it's like a red sauce and white sauce,
ooh.
And it is one of the with prosciutto and peas and mushrooms.
That sounds really good.
It's one of the most delicious things ever.
I could talk about pasta all day.
Is mac and cheese considered a pasta?
Yes.
Okay. I just was curious because it doesn't have a...
Is that your go-to?
I would go with that, but it doesn't have a sauce, you know?
And can I just say this with not needing a sauce? Sometimes if you cook your pasta just right and you put some salted butter on it little Parmesan, there's nothing better.
I get that like a child at Noodles
and Company?
Yes, it's delicious.
I mean, it's solid.
Anybody eating uncooked pasta?
I used to chew on it when I was younger.
Yeah, my wife's a huge fan of that.
My brother Chris, all the time, just handfuls of spaghetti.
Yep. Really? Oh, really?
Yep. Mm-hmm. All the time.
No.
And finally, this is fascinating trivia shared to us by friend of the show, Jen Myers. Did you know that the recipe for candy corn that we all know and love today originated in Belleville, Illinois?
What? Hello,
Belleville.
Another great thing you're doing.
I know. You can't slam candy corn anymore.
Let me tell you.
I can still slam it, but way to go.
Let me tell you about these guys. Gustav and Albert, I'm going to say Golitz.
Yeah.
We're going to go with Golitz. Started their confectionery, Golitz Candy Company, in Belleville in 1869. We now know it as...
Oh, yeah, I remember the opening.
We now know it as... Jelly Belly Candy Company.
Heard of it?
What?
That's right.
I think Jelly Belly like bought out the family company, but they got the recipe for the candy corn, which started with Golitz.
Gustav and Albert. Yeah, back in 1898, they specialized in the mass production of candy corn. That was their thing, and that's what they basically use. It's the same recipe that Jelly Belly's using today, started right over in Belleville, Illinois.
And when you go to Jelly Belly's website and their history, it starts with the two guys in Belleville, Illinois, and they mention Belleville by name, and then they go through that family's whole history. Like, then they rolled out this product.
Another
then they
thing,
rolled out this product.
Jelly Belly holding it down when Panera can't.
Another thing I have to tell people why Belleville's so great. I've since found out we don't have the longest Main Street, so I have to take that off the list. But, you know, another claim to fame.
Yeah, right?
Fairview Heights, though, has all the restaurants with the most people going.
Yeah, but Belleville, I mean, you got... Uncle Tuplo and candy corn.
Yes.
What else do you need?
That is totally acceptable.
That's Spoonsa's. Follow us on Instagram, guys. Lots of good stuff up there at Courtney and Co. Y98.
And Buddy Ebsen, I believe.
Oh yeah. Okay. Yeah, you are right.
Your forecast.
Welcome welcome back to the studio, little Miss Trish Gazelle.
Yay!
Nice to
Thanks for coming in early for us.
I love when your listeners send gifts and include me in on them.
Yes, you were specifically mentioned in a gift from Carrie, a big listener of the show that likes to, she really wants us to gain some weight, I believe.
Yeah.
And since last week's Who on the Show revealed that Kevin has 31 pens on his desk, Carrie sent more and told Kevin to share with me. He gave me two, and I snuck one more. Yeah.
A whole box,
and he gave you two.
I snuck one when he wasn't looking, so I actually have three, and I'm using one right now.
All right.
Thank you, Carrie.
Okay, so you polled our office once again. You go to different, what kind of people do you go to?
I'm trying to shake it up.
Yeah.
So I went to a couple salespeople, Rob in marketing, couple on-air people.
You're naming names.
She's calling.
Love it.
She's calling out.
A couple on-air people. Julie Tristan was roaming around. Uh-huh. So.
Julie Tristan was apologizing to me in advance for some of the choices.
Okay.
Oh. She's like, I think you're tough. I think you can take it.
Well, she was really worried about it. I said, don't worry. They're not going to know who voted for who.
Yeah. But now we do.
Whenever Tim loses.
And I apologize if you've had some of these before, okay, but one's going to remember.
Today's a mixed bag.
Yeah, it is. Although, after I did it, I'm like, this kind of has a theme. But anyway, we'll get started. Number one, who on the show is most likely to forget a loved one's birthday?
Man, I always remember right early. And then it's like a text.
Yeah.
You know, I remember real early and I can't text them then, so then I forget.
Yes, me too.
I don't know.
I'm not great. I'm not great either. I could lose this and I wouldn't fight it.
I think I know everyone's birthday on the show.
Oh. We're gonna.
I rely on Facebook solely for my birthday.
You're December 8th.
That's correct.
Jen is January 21st.
Yep, because you're October 21st.
Lance is June 6th.
D-Day.
Tim, yours is February 20th?
24th?
No,
24th. That's okay. Right. I'll be
she
31.
Doesn't like you, Tim. So, the people...
Wait,
guessed.
Did you say you're going to be 31?
Yeah.
Okay. He thinks if he puts it out there enough, people are going to buy it.
I just change it every time.
Yeah.
8 people voted for Tim.
That's a big deal. That's 8, though. That's
Courtney and Kevin both got one vote.
I'll talk to you later, Julie Tristan.
Odds are.
Yeah. Who on the show would take the last of the coffee and not start a new pot?
Oh, you take the coffee.
You make the coffee.
Yep.
Well, now, let's see how well people know us, because I don't drink coffee at all, so I should not get a vote at all.
Yeah, and I don't drink the coffee here for that very reason. I'm afraid I won't make it right, so I stay away from the coffee here.
What did they say?
Tim got 6 votes.
Wow. Mm.
Kevin 2, and Lance and Courtney 1.
I think I know the theme.
I won't combat it. Oh, I won't fight that.
Interesting.
Who on the show is a double dipper?
Oh,
that's a bad one to be. I don't want to be that person, and I got a lot of votes. I'm not a double dipper.
No,
I'm saying that right now.
Not. Oh no, did she win?
Yes, you know I won.
Courtney won with 4.
That's all right.
4. Tim got 3. Jen got 2. Kevin got 1. Lance, you didn't get any because the consensus is you're a germaphobe.
Yes, that is true. Right. Yep,
although we did find out that Tim, if he's holding something and eating it, whatever part of the food he's holding, he throws that away.
Mm-hmm.
So you take a bite of something and throw the rest of it away?
No, when it gets to the last, what would be the
very last bite that I've been holding, I throw it away.
You don't eat the last bite.
Correct.
That's generally the best bite.
Why?
I don't know. Like, think about a grilled cheese, like the last corner is the best bite.
But it's because his hands were on it.
That's weird. Who on the show would go to a party just for the food?
Drinks, yes. Food, no.
It depends on the food.
Is the party in Kansas City?
Yeah, I was going to say, normally it would be Kevin because he loves some free food, but he doesn't travel at all. He doesn't get out much.
I don't know.
Kevin 1, 4. Yeah. Courtney 3, Tim 2, Jen 1.
I'm not big on the food places.
The last question, who on the show is the best tipper?
Ooh.
The people who have waited on tables before, which would be Courtney and me.
Yeah, I'm a good,
that doesn't mean you're automatically a better tipper than me.
I've been left like spare change as a tip before.
0.01 on a credit card.
Part of it was because I was a really bad waitress, but besides the point.
Just because you got bad tips, that doesn't mean you're automatically a better tipper. I left a 100% tip on Sunday.
What was
it? How much was the bill? $5?
$15.
Okay.
And the waiter told me I looked like Chris Pine.
Oh, so you were tipping because he flattered you.
I'm just saying. I gave a 100%
tip. Pretty good tip. Yeah. Well, the people in this building think Courtney and Jen, with 3 votes each, are the best tippers. Lance got 2, and Tim and Kevin both got 1.
That one bothers me.
Kevin, I agree.
Remember the one time he didn't leave any tip, and we yelled at him, and he's like, but it was really bad.
It was. He needed to know.
It's Entertainment Schmig.
Brought to you by Club Fitness, celebrating their 25th location in O'Fallon, Illinois. Join now for 25 cents. Disney Plus. Not messing around. And they're pretty cocky. I think they plan on having every single person in the world sign up for Disney Plus because they are willing to spend per episode on their new shows that they're creating for the streaming service, The Falcon and The Winter Soldier, which is a Marvel show, WandaVision and Hawkeye, also Marvel, and the new Star Wars show, The Mandalorian. They're willing to spend as much as $25 million per episode.
What?
Wow.
Now, they say The Mandalorian is kind of bargain basement because it's only going to cost $15 million an episode.
That's crazy.
Wow.
But the budget for original content in 2020 alone is just short of $1 billion.
Holy
and that's
cow.
Why Disney's CEO is on the Hollywood Reporter's top 100 Man. Power list at number one.
Zero chance this fails, right?
I think so.
There's just no way.
There is no way.
Right. It seems like they're doing everything right. I understand they're spending an exorbitant amount of money, but there's no way we're like, remember what a joke Disney Plus was?
Yeah. They're not getting my dollars.
They're not?
Nope.
All right, maybe they'll fail.
I'm not in.
I think they're going to be just
No,
fine.
They're going to be fine with
like,
me.
Hulu's surviving, and I'm always like, what's up with Hulu?
They have The Handmaid's Tale.
I know. And everything finds their way, but like,
listen,
there's no way this fails.
I think I'm signing up for Hulu Plus pretty soon because you can do Hulu Live TV, and our service lost the Cardinals and the Blues. And my husband, he has not been taking it well. So I think we're going to have to cut what we're doing and sign up for Hulu Plus. Mm. And Disney Plus is also doing that thing. It's $6.99, but you can do Disney Plus, ESPN Plus, or whatever ESPN thing, and Hulu bundled for $12.99.
Why would you not do that?
Yeah, that's a good deal.
You can't do it yet. You can't do it, I believe, until November 12th when Disney Plus actually launches. So, and that doesn't include Hulu Live TV. God, I sound like a Hulu rep. What the heck? Send checks to Jen, and she'll make sure your Hulu turns on. Lizzo, you knew it was a matter of time before she got sued for copyright. There are these two brothers, Justin and Jeremiah Raisin, and they're saying in her song Truth Hurts that they came up with the line that my daughter likes to sing. I just took a DNA test. Turns out I'm 100% plus 6. It's not plus 6. But they say they helped Lizzo write a song 2 years ago called Healthy. And I just took a DNA test, was in there. And
it's exactly the same.
It's exactly the same.
It's identical in that song as it is in the new song.
Here's both songs.
I just took a DNA test. Turns out I'm 100% dead.
Yeah.
Well, she does say take and get. That's the difference between the two.
They say they've been fighting for credit for 2 years. Her attorney says they're full of it and they didn't write any part of the old song or the new song.
But it's actually, they read a tweet from somebody that wrote that. And this woman's fighting it too. Because she's like, you've stolen like my personality, my sense of humor. She put it out there first and these guys saw it. And that's when they put it in there.
What a mess.
It's really messy.
Yeah.
It sounds like those guys probably, I mean, that's so weird. Because you would think, okay, take the tweet out of it. You would think these guys have an argument. That's a line from the song that they wrote.
But then they shouldn't get anything if this woman had the tweet first.
The woman had the tweet first.
Because then that woman's, as soon as they get money, that woman's going after them.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, what a mess.
The woman really is the originator of this line.
Agreed.
It came from her brain.
Hmm. So she is, in fact, 100%.
Yes.
Well, and Lizzo at her show at the very end, she comes out with these gold sequin pants, and on the butt it says 100%. That's on the right leg, and the other word's on the left leg.
And this woman is entitled to some of those pants, too, as far as I'm concerned.
The pants were pretty darn sweet. Jennifer Aniston setting a Guinness World Record for the fastest to 1 million followers on Insta. 5 hours and 16 minutes. She's already passed 11 million. Before that, Prince Harry and Meghan Markle made it in 5 hours and 45 minutes. Some people said there were so many people rushing to follow her Instagram account that there were technical difficulties.
That happened to Courtney and Company's page when it first got up and running.
What a nightmare that was, you know, where we got through it.
Listen, on our Instagram right now, you can see some sweet Harlem Globetrotters pictures.
Yeah, that's right. Sweet Lou 2 and Zeus.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And Jen Meyer spinning on both hands.
And of course, my friend was like, did you shoot at the wrong basket? No, but I confessed because I just, you know, can't be around anyone talking about basketball without, I don't know, like paying for my sins, I guess. Gretchen Wilson, Pocahontas, Illinois' own, was asked to leave her hotel early Sunday morning. Apparently because she was a redneck woman, she refused to keep quiet. And now she's calling for a boycott of the hotel. They knocked on her door several times telling her to keep it down, but it didn't work. So they ended up calling 911. And apparently she used the celebrity card and they said, we don't care. Keep it down. She said she paid for the room, which she couldn't care less what anybody thinks, which makes me think of our friend Greg Warren, you know. The one star people who are like, I paid for this room.
I paid my taxes.
They're talking about sales taxes. It's very on brand for her.
I know, right? Yep. Are you expecting anything else?
Mm-hmm.
She came out when she introduced herself to us with this is who I am.
I'm a redneck woman. I know high class.
Lance, how's the roads looking?
I didn't know Anita Baker sang that song.
In a heated rush, I found somebody who will understand. I found a lover with a slow hand. Ooh, lover with a slow hand. And I get all excited with his easy touch.
Soft rock. Way back to 1981. At number two on the charts, can I bring it back locally? The Pointer Sisters, although they're from Oakland, one of the current members is Issa Pointer, the daughter of Ruth Pointer, who was married, and Issa Pointer's father is Dennis Edwards, former Temptation,
who
lived in Florissant, Missouri.
Dennis Edwards' daughter is in the current Pointer Sisters?
Correct.
And her name is Issa Pointer?
Issa Pointer.
She has a bit of a temper like her dad. You never want to disappoint her.
Oh, boy.
Oh, God. That's like reverse.
Is there a reverse bell?
That's the bell. Reverse bell.
No, you need that sound effect I told you to get the other day, Kevin.
This one?
Wow. By the way.
Disappointer. It's D apostrophe.
I don't remember the sound
effect. I'll tell you.
That song goes to longtime listener and huge Pointer Sisters fan, Chris.
Yes, Chris is a...
Chris Ritter.
A great... fan of the show, and he deserved that.
Yes.
That's a remarkable piece of trivia.
Rocktober. Hey, I always try and bring it back to St. Louis somehow.
And speaking of soft Rocktober, it is Jim Seal's birthday from Seals and Crofts. And Lance, I think you can do Summer Breeze justice.
Summer Breeze, Tim, makes me feel fine. Blowing through the jasmine in my mind.
Diamond girl.
Ooh, that is a good song.
Jim Seals is 78, by the way. I'm not going to have you guess that one. But... it's Eminem's birthday. How old is Marshall Mathers III?
47.
You got it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Courtney! Courtney had one shot, made it count.
Didn't we get them all right the other day? Like on Monday?
We did. We get them on Monday.
Eminem is 47. Wow.
I know, right?
I know, that's trippy.
Everybody, getting old.
All right, let's see if we can go 3 for 3.
Norm from Cheers, George Wendt, who, fun fact, is the uncle of Jason Sudeikis.
Well, yeah.
Did you know that already?
I didn't.
It's interesting, isn't
it? Went to Notre Dame.
Yeah. Who?
George Wendt?
Uh-huh. Hey. Jason Sudeikis went to KU.
I'm going to say George Wendt is 68.
67 is what I was going to say.
69?
I'm going to go there. 70.
71.
Oh.
And?
Real funny. George Wendt, turns out.
We'll do two more. Felicity Jones, who starred in Rogue One. She's also the notorious RBG in On the Basis of Sex and Stephen Hawking's wife in The Theory of Everything.
27.
30?
31?
32.
36.
Oh.
Yeah, became a star later in life.
Baby.
And Mike Judge. I mean,
oh man,
we just talked about him the other week when Gary Cole was on. He created Office Space, Beavis and Butthead, and King of the Hill.
And what's the great
HBO, Silicon Valley?
Yeah,
yeah.
How old is Mike Judge?
I couldn't remember. And Daria.
Yeah, right, Daria.
Mike Judge. I'm gonna say 58.
53.
63.
55.
57.
Yeah.
You were closest, Courtney. Celebrity birthday.
I like him the best. Y98, it's the Courtney and Company morning show, and you are a little over 10 minutes from your first code word in the Cashman contest. $1,000, 8 times a day. First time we give a code word is at 9:20, and all you have to do is take that code word when you hear it, text it to 72881 by the end of the hour. Yeah, you have like 40 minutes to text it. Just remember it in your head when we give it to you. Text it to 72881. We'd love to have you as a winner. All right, you guys want to talk about women and affairs?
Yeah.
Do I?
I think most of the time, you know, it's, we talk about men and their affairs.
Yeah.
But I think Facebook has opened up the cheating world for everyone equally.
Yeah. Yeah, social media and smartphones in general.
Yes.
Don't you think?
I do.
Because you used to just have a home phone. Now.
And you don't even have contact with that person. They're out of your mind completely. Now all of a sudden, they're out, they're right there. You see their posts every day. You send a little note. Hey, how's it going?
Oh, easy, Courtney.
It starts out innocent, then there's a little micro cheating, and then there's full-on cheating.
All right, so Ashley Madison ran a big study about women that cheat.
Yeah.
Because a lot of women use their site to have affairs. And here are the results, and they're pretty crazy. Okay, the average woman, how many years do you think into the marriage, that the average woman that has an affair, how many years into the marriage before she has an affair?
I have no idea.
It's the old saying.
Seven years.
Really?
Yep. 7 years into the marriage. The reason a lot of the women say that they go looking for someone else is because of what?
Self-esteem.
Loss of affection in the marriage?
They need emotional support or something.
Feeling neglected.
Oh, yeah.
You're not paying attention. You notice this a lot with affairs, especially with men. They're not, the woman that they're having an affair with, usually,
not as attractive.
Not as attractive. Because a lot of times it has nothing to do with the looks. It has to do with how they make them feel.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're right.
So 60, I sound like I know a lot about this.
I know. I'm like, when you said how many years into the marriage, I'm like, I feel like I'm not guessing based on life experience.
I watch a lot of Dr. Phil, and you hear this time and time again. Okay, so why is the reason that most women stay in the relationship and don't just leave their husband?
The kids.
That's exactly right.
See, I watched Dr. Phil too.
Mm-hmm.
I was going to say money too, probably.
Oh, Jen.
No, and like if you're not working, let's say you're at home with the kids.
Yeah.
and you don't have a job, it's not like you can just leave.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. That happened in...
So You Creep. Yeah. Just keep it on the down low. That's what that song's about.
Is it?
Yeah, I think that broke open the women cheating thing more than Facebook.
You do?
Uh-huh.
Oh, I. It's a great beat.
Yeah, money, though, is. Mm-hmm. It's like, you know, you see it. What's the Julia Roberts movie? With
Pretty Woman.
No.
She, money. I mean, that's she has that's a job. All for money.
Guilt. How much guilt do you think? How many... the percentage
Aaron Brockovich.
Out of 100%. No, it's the one where she leaves the guy and she's
sleeping with the enemy.
I'll watch that movie every single time it's on. That Peter Bergman is one of the best scary guys ever. Yeah.
I'm pretty sure you're talking about Aaron Brockovich.
No, I'm not. What do you think of the percentage is out of 100% of women
who feel guilty?
You feel guilt.
99.
Oh, no. I think it's 25%.
Oof.
You're very close.
47.
32%.
That feel guilty?
Any guilt at all.
Jeez.
About the affair.
So that means that 65% don't feel any guilt? That's insane.
21% say they'd be relieved if they found out their significant other was cheating too.
What?
Why are these people together?
Yeah, what's going on?
I don't understand it.
TLC. You are in denial.
And then, I don't know where to go with that. And then they rate their relations with their spouse, and that's 4 out of 10. And then with their affair, the partner in their affair, what do you think they rate that with?
It's going to be way higher.
It's going to be higher. 11.
7.
7.
Mm. Well, and don't you think, as we've seen this with like celebrities who cheat too, I'm talking about you, Dean McDermott. When
it's the weakest celebrity.
Did Dean McDermott cheat on you?
No, I'm saying he, like, all those people who leave their husbands or their wives and they go with someone else and then they end up cheating on that person too, like, big shock. I think they're not as much into the person as they are the thrill.
Yeah, the feeling. Mm-hmm.
The thrill of, like, new love and passion and all of that stuff. And you can't necessarily sustain that high level over time.
Yeah, I hate these numbers. I'm going to hope that this was a small sample size in some outrageous place in Southern California or something.
That's exact. It's where exact. That's where it came from.
Seriously?
Wow.
No.
Mornings with Courtney and Company on Y98 is brought to you by Midwest Clearance Center, the furniture and mattress.
On Y98, you can see them at our Deck the Hall Ball Sunday, December 8th. They will be taking the stage at Ballpark Village the night before December 7th, Rob Thomas performing. So not one, but two Deck the Hall Balls. Tickets sold separately for these two shows. You don't have to go to both of them. You can buy them separately. The mezzanine for Rob Thomas is already sold out. Tickets are selling quickly. Get them now at Y98.com.
The most important study that I've seen in a long time just came out, and it says aunts are just as important as moms when raising women.
Bugs.
Yeah, I think that's what we all heard. We thought it was going to be ant facts. That thing about how they could lift a car if they were human-sized.
Well, and they say ants, it means like your best friends, too, that might be like... almost, you're so close, they're almost like relatives to your kids.
They offer a unique kind of relationship for girls as they grow that moms can't replicate.
What about uncles?
Well, I mean, you gotta wait till that study comes out.
Let's get on it.
I think it's just as important.
I think we're crucial.
We are very, very crucial.
Yeah, crucial.
But then we can send them back.
Yeah, that's right.
Small doses, man. Hop in for an hour, get them all wound up, and get out of there.
Yeah, and then you make it through those few years, man. The early high school years, they're no fun.
Yeah, and somebody to take care of me when I'm old.
Yeah, that's the big
deal.
That's
the crucial one. Uh-huh. Yep.
And then this may be my favorite Halloween costume I've seen all year.
All right.
It's the Friends
turkey head.
Oh, yes. Oh, yeah.
Remember when Joey comes in and puts the turkey head on his head?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
It's, and then you could just wear normal clothes.
Or there are lots of turkey trots that go on around the area, and sometimes people have a turkey hat.
Oh, it's great.
They run with it on, but that would be even better because usually the turkey trot's pretty cold. You can run and keep your face warm.
It was Monica, because remember she shimmied and put glasses on? Anyway, it's not expensive. $38.99.
Yeah, because it's only the head.
I know, but those sexy costumes with like no material are ridiculous.
I like to see Kevin in that simply because it is basically like blindfolding him.
I know.
And it would give me a normal-sized head.
Firebox.com, $38.99 if you're a big Friends fan. Very funny. And then, finally this morning, let's not be so mean to our grandparents that are on social media.
Okay.
Like, apparently there are all these rules for grandparents. 89% of grandkids like that their grandparents are on Facebook, but they wish that their grandparents wouldn't post about too much. And 1 in 4 say they don't like to get a friend request
from their grandparents.
Listen.
What?
You enjoy those grandparents.
Yeah. Yeah, right.
Yeah, but you don't want to enjoy them online necessarily.
You don't?
Well, I feel like that's a good rule to live by, though. If your grandparents are going to be thoroughly upset by something you post, you probably shouldn't be posting it. You should be sharing it with a small circle of friends.
No, they're saying grandparents give too much information sometimes.
Yeah.
Because their filter isn't
I know.
Okay.
And then you have to... You're explaining,
Grandma,
political stuff.
Don't
and then somebody
do
comes
that.
In.
Yes, yeah. And they don't like it when their grandparents use too many emojis. I think it's fabulous. Emoji it up, Grandma, Grandpa. Don't try so hard to be friends with their friends.
Wait a minute. Your grandparents are trying to be friends with your friends?
They say that sometimes they send friend requests to their friends.
Oh,
got it.
I mean, you know, if you know them well.
I can't
even,
like, imagine this.
Yeah, right.
And don't try to act too cool. They find it embarrassing, and it's okay to act your age on social media.
People are really tough on their grandparents. Yes.
That's what I'm saying. Right. Yeah. You are a very lucky person if you have grandparents for a long time.
Yeah.
Right. When I was born, I only had my grandmother on my dad's side, and she died when I was 8.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. Like, you have grandparents
I've got 2 left, yeah.
Yeah. And none of us do.
No.
And they're way more Snapchat people, so it's not as big of a deal.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.